Before we receive our outreach offering, I'd like to call your attention to one other outreach effort that we are involved in this fall and that will be culminating on 2 weeks from today, Sunday the 23rd. That's the annual crop walk. The reason I'm mentioning that is one of the various hats I'm wearing this year is that of a member of the Executive Board of the Natural Area Interfaith Council, one of the sponsors of this, and a number of the people here involved with it. This is by Church World Service. It's to alleviate world hunger issues both here in this community and in various parts of the world. And part of the money that crops will be receiving this time will also go for hurricane relief as well. So if you'd like to sponsor a walker, it's one of those things where somebody signs up and walks for so many miles around Nashua and they collect money from their sponsors. I believe Asa Arbogast will have a table in the dining room during the coffee hour if you'd like to sponsor this very worthy event. And I would point out, if you're planning to walk on the 23rd, I believe we have it scheduled so that you can finish the crop walk piece of your day in order to get back here at 4 o'clock in time for the Rick Mastin concert. So check out the crop people. Today is our final Sunday that we'll be receiving our outreach offering to benefit the Greater Nashua Interfaith Hospitality Network. I know many of you are familiar with that by now. They're an organization that provides short-term kind of stopgap housing for homeless families who happen to be in transition. Maybe they've had to get out of a place where they live and aren't quite settled into another one, and spouse or the head of the family is looking for a job. Over the summer, the Hospitality Network was able to acquire some space in the facility at the Presentation of Mary over in Hudson. They're in the process of renovating it, bringing it up to code, doing all the things they have to do in order to make it into the facility that they need in order to operate and fulfill their mission. We've been using our outreach offerings over the past several Sundays to help them in this effort. This is the final Sunday that we'll be doing that. Next week, Chuck Hotchkiss will be here to talk about the Greenwich Day Organizing Project and our support for that. So this is, I hope you will take advantage of your final Sunday to support the really wonderful work that the Greater Nashua Interfaith Hospitality Network is doing in our community. Let us receive our outreach offerings.